Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Jake Madison, Locked On Pelicans podcast.
He probably plays chess.
Jake, you play chess, huh?
No, I'm actually not a chess player, but I know it's been really popular recently, and Steven Adams of the Pelicans has been talking about it a lot recently.
Whoa. We had you pegged as a chess player because you're smart. We just thought for sure.
I wouldn't say he's wrong necessarily, but no, not a chess player.
Jake, what do you think of Point Zion?
Look, I've been loving it so far, and I think most Pelicans fans have been loving it as well, and I think that's a big reason of why he got into the All-Star game, named as a reserve. Just last night, he's been excellent at kind of fixing what ailed the Pelicans offensively. They really struggled in the half court offensively this season when they weren't playing in transition. And all of a sudden, you put the ball in Zion's hands and the fact that he commands a double or triple team every single time he touches the ball, because he scores at the rim close to 65% of the time when he gets the ball down low. When you're doing something like that, you're going to command the attention of the defense, and that just opens other guys up. And you've seen him kick it out to open three-point shooters. They drain the shot. It's working right now. He's got five or more assists in six games so far this season. That's a pretty incredible number for a power forward and a front court player.
Now, Jake, all the basketball that you've witnessed, I mean, tell about, you know, we throw it out there, roller coaster, you're on top of the mountain or you're down in the valley. To me, what occurred versus the Suns and then what occurred versus the Celtics, like, oh, my God, you're going to develop an ulcer watching the Pelicans.
Yeah, they're very inconsistent, and it's tough to try and figure out what to make of this team, right? It was a tale of fourth quarters over the weekend, a complete meltdown against the Phoenix Suns, and then against the Boston Celtics, a good team, a team that's somewhat in title contention, you could say. They had the largest comeback in team history at 24 points. It's tough to kind of have that kind of whiplash, I think. And it's tough for the Pelicans to try and forge an identity and figure out who they are. So you never know what you're going to get. Before I came on, I was talking to Mark here, and he said, do you think the team's going to win tonight? I honestly have no idea. They are capable of winning this game by 40-plus points, but they're also capable of losing to the Detroit Pistons like we saw them do before.
Now, you know, Jake, when you look at Coach Van Gundy, and, you know, he gets together with his staff, and he says, we the coaches – we primarily have to find a way to get the threes under control, to give ourselves a chance. If you look at the rest of our defensive numbers, they're not that bad. Now, scoring has not been an issue for the Pelicans, obviously. You look over the past month, this is prior to even the Celtics game, they are ranked second in the points scored per 100 possessions, and only the Brooklyn Nets, and when you consider Kevin Durant, Kyrie Irving, and James Harden, have been better. So when you look at the offensive efficiency, then you look at the defensive efficiency. It's like, the tail of two spectrums. Here you got the best of the best amongst the best, and then you got the lowest of the lows.
Yeah, you know, offense hasn't been their problem since they switched to Point Zion. They've consistently ranked in the top five when it comes to defense at that point. And they've looked really good and really seem to have figured it out on that side of the ball. And Zion looks good. Brandon Ingram has been playing better, and he's putting up similar numbers to his All-Star year last season. It's really defensively where they're struggling. And when you look at that game against the Boston Celtics, that comeback started with defense. They started double-teaming Jason Tatum and getting the ball out of his hands and forcing the opponent's best player not to beat them and force other guys to try and step up. And against the Celtics, those players weren't capable of doing it. You saw a guy like Kemba Walker go 1 of 6 in the fourth quarter, missing the majority of his shots, which gave New Orleans a chance. And so many times this season, they've let the opponent's best player beat them. Go back to the Bulls game where Zach LaVine went off and scored 40-plus points against him, and they just did nothing to make him uncomfortable in that matchup. And now you have this Boston game where they do all of the right things. They make the primary ball handler and the focal point of the Celtics offense uncomfortable, and it caused the rest of the Celtics team to really fall out of sorts. If they're capable of that type of performance with the offense that they're putting up and how good it's been, you don't need elite defense to win very many games. You just need about league average defense. And so if the Pelicans can get to that point, limiting some of those threes, limiting some of the shots at the rim, I think this is a team that could easily get back into playoff contention.
Now, you know, Jake, looking at the home slate before the All-Star break, and obviously the NBA just addressed the schedule after the All-Star break, but looking at the Pels having four more home games before the break with the All-Star game, a two-game road trip following the Wednesday night game against the Pistons. But then when they come back home, you got to take care of home court advantage in the Smoothie King Center. So I'm looking at Utah Jazz March 1st. I don't know. The Bulls on the 3rd, yes. The Heat, maybe. So what is your take? To me, I don't know. I look at, like you said, you don't know, but we should beat Detroit Pistons, a team like that. But the way the Jazz are playing, and they've never really had success against the Jazz, they come to Smoothie King Center. But what is your take right we get to the All-Star break? Where are they going to be at considering they're 13-17 right now? Could they be 500?
Yeah, I think they have a chance of getting there, but I think it's going to be an outside shot. Over these next couple of games, if they trend towards 500, I think I'd be happy with that. You know, maybe something like 4-2 over the next six, I think, is a realistic number for them. You know, you got to try and take advantage of it right now, though, that's for sure, because they just released the second half of the schedule, and the Pelicans' longest homestand in the second half is just three games, and they have a number of long road trips during that. And that's going to be tough. It's not easy to win on the road right now, given some of the COVID protocols that these teams are going through, where you're basically stuck in your hotel room. And to end the season, I think they end on a home game and then play five on the road right before that. It's a rough stretch. So you've got to take advantage when you have these opportunities to, and that starts by winning at home, in particular tonight against the Pistons.
Jake Madison, Locked On Pelicans podcast. You can check him out wherever you get your podcast. Good stuff as always, Jake. Thanks, man.
Of course. Thanks for having me on, everybody.
Thanks, Jake.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.